I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's a beautiful day for equality. Do you have a minute for the ACLU?
No.
All right, we'll take care. Hey there, do you have a minute for the ACLU today?
Excuse me, you're kind of in the way.
All right, thanks anyway. Hey, you look like you like to vote.
God, you're like rats.
Thank you. Have a great day.
The Truth.
Movies for your ears.
Online at thetruthapm.com.
Costlow, and it gives us that ongoing support that we need to really do the work that we do best. So, can I get you signed up today?
I'm impressed.
Oh, thank you very much. And you've got a... I'm telling you, I see a lot of dogs, and this is the nicest dog.
I'm going to make a donation.
Well, thank you. That's excellent.
It'll cost you, though.
What do you mean?
It's going to cost you something.
To get you to sign up?
Uh-huh.
A smile. Oh.
a big smile.
I don't think it can get any bigger than
this. You've got a lovely smile.
Thank you.
And I should know, I'm a professional.
Oh, are you a dentist?
Prosthodontist.
So it's
prosthetic
teeth?
Yeah, fake teeth.
Well, great. Thank you so much. Let's get you all signed up. You just got to fill out this little paperwork here, and I just need a credit or a checking account.
Listen, I'm just out walking the dog, and I don't have my wallet with me. I've got no money. But I live right over here now.
That's a beautiful building.
I'm the only one who lives there. You come knock on that door when you get off or when you have a break or whenever you want. And I'm going to give you a nice size donation.
Well, I appreciate the offer and I'll think about it.
Okay.
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 It was a pleasure to meet you, Arnold.
Pleasure's all mine.
Hey there, you have a minute for ACLU.
Get a job.
Hey there, you have a minute for the ACLU today.
No, I don't give to scams, thank you.
Hey there, you have a minute for equality?
I don't think so.
All right, well, have a great day. Thank you very much.
I have a minute for equality.
Luke, you can't visit me while I'm canvassing. I've told you that like 1,000 times.
This is a really nice park. You must be making bank out here.
So did you go to the doctor? I printed out the instructions.
Yeah, thank you. It was great. He told me I was sick.
What do you have?
Well, you remember that Tostito I choked on when we were watching The Bachelorette last week?
Yeah, I remember the Tostito.
Some of the particles got into my lungs, and now they're infected. I've walking pneumonia.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's serious.
Well, yeah, it's kind of bad, but, you know, I'm totally fine. They gave me a prescription, so I'm going to get an inhaler, some antibiotics. I'm even getting some steroids. So my body's going to be, like, real cut soon.
Okay. So go pick them up. Stop bugging me.
Well, that's the thing, like, you know, I had to pay for the doctor out of my own pocket, and I don't have insurance, so I was going to see if maybe you...
Yeah, no, I don't have anything. The utilities wiped me out. I've got, like, $4 to my name.
Well, what about your credit card?
It's been frozen since we bought the couch, so it doesn't... You can't sign on that.
All right, well...
Why don't you just call Mom and Dad or something?
Mom and Dad aren't going to give me money, okay?
For your health, maybe.
Well, how about the money you're making here?
My canvassing money?
Yeah, why not? You know, just give me a little bit of it, and then I'll pay you back eventually.
I can't steal from my job. That's awful.
Come on, just, you know, be like a Robin Hood to me. Like, rob from the rich ACLU and give to the poor my lungs.
I can't do that. I'm sorry.
I know it's your job, but, you know, this is family. This is more important. My lungs. If Tostito's in them that need to come out.
Okay. Fine. I'm going to have to, but now I've got to make $150 in cash in less than 4 hours.
You shouldn't even look at that as a challenge. You're going to make like 4 times that.
Oh, really?
Hand up to God.
Hand up to God.
There we go. We solidified it with a high five. Thanks for the money.
No problem.
I love you.
I love you too. Just get your prescription. If there's not a prescription when I get home, I will kill you.
You take
Hey there, you have a minute to help protect voter rights?
Do you see that I'm on the phone?
Okay. Have a nice day, sir.
I live right over here.
Hey, help protect the right to vote.
Me?
I'm the only one who lives there. You come knock on that door.
Hey, want to help protect the right to vote today?
Go find a real job.
And I'm going to give you a nice sized donation.
Oh, well.
Hi.
Hello.
Remember me, Kate?
Sure, come on in.
Great. Wow. Your home is gorgeous.
Thank you very much. It's been in the family for years.
Oh, wow, this floor is beautiful.
Something in it.
Yeah, really intricate woodwork.
Would you mind taking off your shoes?
Of course.
No, that's all right.
Your dog must be really well trained. He didn't make a sound when I came in.
Yeah, I don't have a dog. Here, let me, I'm going to go put these in here for a second.
Oh. Okay. What's this? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to pick this up.
That's a 17th century Douglas Lever dental instrument. Multi-purpose.
Looks like a torture device or something. It's terrifying.
Not really.
You have quite a collection.
Oh, yes. Why don't we go back here toward my study? That's where I keep my checkbook.
Oh, great. Oh, wow. This place really opens up. What are these all along the ceiling? They look like teeth.
I call that my crown molding. Moldings of mouths and teeth.
Are they real?
Oh, yes, they're real. I made them myself.
You made them?
Yeah. Friends, family, patients.
So these are all real impressions of people's teeth?
Oh, yes.
There are hundreds of them up here. It's really dark in here.
Oh, yes, I like it. I like it dark.
I don't see any windows, actually, not since I came here.
Well, for instance, that's a window. Those are just shelves that I've put in there in where the window used to be for books and artifacts.
Oh, my God.
It's just the way I like it. That's...
Why not?
So, would you like something to drink? Some tea?
No.
Fresh pear juice.
Wow. That's really, really tempting, but I really do need to get back
no
to canvassing.
No pulp.
I do hate pulp, but no, actually, I just need your check for the ACLU, actually.
Okay, let's... Yeah. The study's right over here.
Okay.
Here we go.
I don't mean to be pushy.
No, not at all. So, what do you think about Applewhite v. Pennsylvania?
I don't know that case.
You don't know?
No.
What do you mean you don't know that case? It's a voter suppression case. Very important.
Oh, I'm just not familiar with it.
Well, they're demanding that this 94-year-old woman get a voter ID. She's voted all of her life, and now she's got to get some kind of ID.
Oh.
I don't see how you could miss that, being a member of the ACLU.
Technically, I don't actually work for the ACLU. I work for, like, a fundraising company. So, depending on what day it is, you know, I might be out there fundraising for Planned Parenthood or ASPCA or any other one of those great organizations like that.
So you don't care who you work for?
No. I mean, I care very much about who I work for. I mean, they're all great causes. I'm just not...
An idealist in any kind of way.
I wouldn't say that,
You're
but...
You're just doing this for your own profit.
Well, technically...
Make money.
Well, yeah, it's a job. It's a job like any other, I guess. If I were working for the ACLU, it'd be the ACLU paying me, but I'm working for this company, so they're the ones who pay me.
That's very disappointing.
Well, I'm very sorry to have misled you. On the street, we all say that we're fundraisers for whatever organization it is that we're working for.
Voter suppression. is a very important cause.
I understand that.
My own family has been suppressed. My father was denied the vote because of the way he looked.
Well, that's incredibly unfair, and that's why I work for the company I work for, so that people like you can give money to a cause that you feel passionately about.
I saw you give money to your brother. Out on the street. ACLU money.
Look, that was a mistake. This is a mistake. And if you could just take me to where my shoes are in...
I'm going to give you money.
You really don't need to do that.
I'm going to. But since you're not an idealist, you don't believe in what you're raising the money for, we're going to make a straight transaction out of this. I give you the money, you give me something.
Like, what?
I want your smile. I want to make a mold of your teeth so I can have your smile. Now then, open wide. There. Okay, I'm going to put this in place. And that's right. It's to keep your mouth and jaw separated. Don't move, and keep your tongue back out of the way.
Okay.
Let me see. Yes, there's some abrasion, some wearing on the back of your teeth, your incisors. Probably just vigorous brushing. Okay, what we're going to do is you're going to bite down on a molding when I place it in your mouth. It'll just take about 30 seconds or so, and then you must be very still.
Okay.
Hold still. You know, when you're out on the street and you wear a sign on yourself that says you're this or you're that, and you're not really that, but people think that you are, that's not that important. But people don't have to know all the details about who's fundraising and who you're fundraising for.
I'm sorry.
No. Hold still.
All right.
Be still. But to take money that belongs to someone else is stealing. And once you've stolen, it makes you a thief. And you'll be a thief for the rest of your life. Open wide. Here we go.
Hey.
Hey, hi. How'd you do? What's going on?
I guess I did all right.
Well, let's hear. Let's get some numbers.
10 sustainers and one gift, cash gift, $100.
Okay. All right. There's always tomorrow. Kate?
Well, I've got that one sustainer from before. So that, and then I just got a grand in cash gifts.
What? That's amazing.
Well, it's a cash gift. It's not a sustainer.
Come on. You can spare that speech right now. That is incredible.
Thanks.
Not what I was expecting.
Are you guys ready to pack up and head back to the office? I kind of want to get home.
Oh, come on. $1,000. You just made $1,000. Celebrate it. You have such a beautiful smile. Why aren't you smiling?
What are you talking about?
Just smile.
Am I not smiling right now? Guys, am I not smiling?
Do you have a minute for equality? was performed by Chet Siegel and Tom Ligon, with Matthew J. Weir, Quentin Loader, and Melanie Hoops. The story was written by Chet Siegel, with dialogue improvised by the actors. Special thanks to Brendan Baker for his sound design help on this episode. You can hear more of his work on the podcast Love and Radio. My co-producer on The Truth is Carrie Hillman. Our production advisor is Peter Clowney. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.